time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone who tries to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Joe Shinnick is joining us today from Brunswick, Georgia. Joe, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Where is Brunswick?
Well, it's in between Savannah and Jacksonville, Florida, on the coast.
And what do you do in Brunswick?
I'm a regional library director, although I'm soon to retire.
Is music part of your personal background?
Most definitely. I've been a music lover, I guess, all of my life. I've listened to classical music since I was about 10 years old. And no, I don't play any musical instrument unless you count a CD player. Or an iPod.
You can play a lot of music on those, I hear.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Joe, Bruce has a piano puzzler picked out for you. I don't know what's coming either. So if you get stuck on the tune or the composer, you can always ask for help from me for what that's worth.
Yeah.
And we can give it a shot. Joe, you ready for your piano puzzler?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Oh, lovely reflective little piece there.
Nice.
Joe, what do you make of that?
Oh, darn, it would be something really modern, wouldn't it?
Well, it was really modern once. It's not so modern now.
Yeah, well, definitely out of the Romantic period, it's a modern piece. If it were more harmonious, I would say it was Debussy, but it comes off with a lot of minors in it.
Well, we can come back to the composer. So we're thinking 20th century.
Yes.
We can sort of let that thought percolate for a little while.
Right.
What about the tune that might have been buried in there?
Bruce did a really good job of covering that one up.
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe I'll play some of it again, and it'll make the tune a little louder.
All right, good.
Okay. And try to separate the tune from the
right.
The environment.
I'll go for the tune first, and then we'll see if we can get the style or composer.
You got something there,
Auld
Joe?
Lang Syne.
Yes.
Auld Lang Syne. There you go.
I've never gotten it otherwise.
Well, I just brought it out a little bit more.
You sure did.
Okay, so we're halfway there. We got the tune.
All right, good.
Now, about that composer, you said post-Romantic, after the Romantic era. So we're talking about 20th century here.
Well, gee, you did Rachmaninoff last week.
Well, there is a relationship between Rachmaninoff and this person, but it might not spring to mind.
So is it a Russian composer?
Yes, Fred, it's a Russian composer.
Uh-huh.
This composer draws heavily on Debussy from a Russian point of view.
The only person I can think of is Alexander Scriabin.
Joe, I think Bruce is giving you a signal with that.
Oh, you mean I got it?
You got it.
Alexander Scriabin, my goodness.
With a lot of help from you guys, yes.
Well, the thing about Scriabin is that he went through a huge transformation from sounding, in his early days, kind of like Chopin, to his own world.
It's meditative, like Eric Satie, but it's much darker.
That's true.
Auld Lang Syne, in the style of Alexander Scriabin, as put together and played by Bruce Adolph and Joe Shinnick. You guessed both parts of a very tricky piano puzzler. Well done.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Joe, what's your public radio station?
WWIO in Brunswick.
Joe Shinnick from Brunswick, Georgia. Thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week and for playing it so well.
Oh, thank you very much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.